1. You hear a review of a new pop album.
1. So, Ryan, what did you make of the new album by Stoneheart?
This is an extremely glossy, well-produced, great-sounding pop metal record. The powerful vocals and great melodies combine with deeply personal, introspective lyrics that stay with you long after the songs are over. The more you listen, the more they get you thinking. I think this is what really sets it apart from anything they've done before, and from a lot of the similar stuff out there at the moment. It makes for the perfect record to play in your car on a hot summer's night with the windows rolled down.
So, Ryan, what did you make of the new album by Stoneheart?
This is an extremely glossy, well-produced, great-sounding pop metal record. The powerful vocals and great melodies combine with deeply personal, introspective lyrics that stay with you long after the songs are over. The more you listen, the more they get you thinking. I think this is what really sets it apart from anything they've done before, and from a lot of the similar stuff out there at the moment. It makes for the perfect record to play in your car on a hot summer's night with the windows rolled down.
2. You hear a woman talking on the phone.
Look, I'm phoning about the mistake in the booking for the bus to take the volleyball team to the away game. I know nobody's accusing me of anything, but this really wasn't my fault. I've gone through the exchange of emails, and it all seems quite clear to me. I can't understand how the driver managed to end up in the wrong place at the wrong time. I know you said I should apologise to the other team, but isn't that just going to be like an admission of guilt? Can't we just invite them to come and play the match here next week instead? Oh, sorry, but can we talk about this, please? Look, I'm phoning about the mistake in the booking for the bus to take the volleyball team to the away game. I know nobody's accusing me of anything, but this really wasn't my fault. I've gone through the exchange of emails, and it all seems quite clear to me. I can't understand how the driver managed to end up in the wrong place at the wrong time. I know you said I should apologise to the other team, but isn't that just going to be like an admission of guilt? Can't we just invite them to come and play the match here next week instead? Oh, sorry, but can we talk about this, please?
3. You hear a teenager talking about something he bought.
There's lots to choose from, many more than when I first started collecting them. It's interesting that they've become so popular. I guess digital reproduction has made a difference. Well, I think this one's definitely my favourite. I love it. I think it's really great. The graphics are just so clear, realistic. The colours are fantastic. Each picture is cleverly framed, so the sequence of actions pulls you along, and your eyes move between the speech bubbles and the facial expressions. I actually have to ration myself to say I'm only allowed a certain number of pages at one go. I'm saving up for the next one already. There's lots to choose from, many more than when I first started collecting them. It's interesting that they've become so popular. I guess digital reproduction has made a difference. Well, I think this one's definitely my favourite. I love it. I think it's really great. The graphics are just so clear, realistic. The colours are fantastic. Each picture is cleverly framed, so the sequence of actions pulls you along, and your eyes move between the speech bubbles and the facial expressions. I actually have to ration myself to say I'm only allowed a certain number of pages at one go. I'm saving up for the next one already.
4. You overhear a couple talking about playing tennis.
I'm really glad we've taken up tennis.
Yes, though I don't want to overdo it, pull muscles through trying too hard.
That sounds like a great excuse for laziness. We need to practice a lot if we're going to stand a chance of winning the tournament. Because that is our aim, after all.
I'm not denying that, but we're meeting people too, which is nice. Anyway, to increase our chances, I suggest we get some new rackets and shoes.
Let's consider that when we've won the first round, shall we? If we can't win with what we have at the moment, I don't think we'll win with anything. I'm really glad we've taken up tennis.
Yes, though I don't want to overdo it, pull muscles through trying too hard.
That sounds like a great excuse for laziness. We need to practice a lot if we're going to stand a chance of winning the tournament. Because that is our aim, after all.
I'm not denying that, but we're meeting people too, which is nice. Anyway, to increase our chances, I suggest we get some new rackets and shoes.
Let's consider that when we've won the first round, shall we? If we can't win with what we have at the moment, I don't think we'll win with anything.
5. You hear part of an interview with a young website owner.
So, why did you go into business in the first place?
Well, my parents are business people, so I grew up assuming it was something you could do. I mean, I never doubted that I was capable of it, but there was no pressure from them. As a teenager, I was always playing around with various different ideas of what I might end up doing, but I didn't concentrate at school quite as much as I should have done, and my teachers weren't too impressed. One in particular told me he didn't think I'd ever make much of myself, and I thought, oh, okay, I'll show you that I can.
So why did you go into business in the first place?
Well, my parents are business people, so I grew up assuming it was something you could do. I mean, I never doubted that I was capable of it, but there was no pressure from them. As a teenager, I was always playing around with various different ideas of what I might end up doing, but I didn't concentrate at school quite as much as I should have done, and my teachers weren't too impressed. One in particular told me he didn't think I'd ever make much of myself, and I thought, oh, okay, I'll show you that I can.
6. You hear two students talking about fashion.
Look, there's a piece here about Brian Boy, that guy who writes a blog about fashion.
Oh, right. He's the one who gets invited to all the catwalk shows because he's so influential. They reckon he's really an inspiration for advertising campaigns and even the designers themselves. And when he gets there, he's like a bigger celebrity than some of the models.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. He gets like 100,000 hits a day on his site.
Really? That's interesting. Can I have that page to photocopy? He'd make a really good topic for the project I've got to do on the mass media.
Sure, take the whole thing. I've finished reading it. Look, there's a piece here about Brian Boy, that guy who writes a blog about fashion.
Oh, right. He's the one who gets invited to all the catwalk shows because he's so influential. They reckon he's really an inspiration for advertising campaigns and even the designers themselves. And when he gets there, he's like a bigger celebrity than some of the models.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. He gets like 100,000 hits a day on his site.
Really? That's interesting. Can I have that page to photocopy? He'd make a really good topic for the project I've got to do on the mass media.
Sure, take the whole thing. I've finished reading it.
7. You hear two friends talking about a new art form called reverse graffiti.
So what do you think of what's called reverse graffiti? You know, where instead of spray painting stuff on walls, they clean off the dirt that collects on old concrete walls and make patterns that way instead.
Yeah, I've seen some. It's not as colourful as traditional graffiti, of course, but I guess it is more environmentally friendly. I think it's a shame that people still get into trouble for doing it.
Yeah, it should be allowed because it can be quite attractive and it's much more artistic than the usual spray paint stuff.
Yeah, but I guess the authorities think graffiti's just wrong full stop. But in this case, I think they're wrong.
So what do you think of what's called reverse graffiti? You know, where instead of spray painting stuff on walls, they clean off the dirt that collects on old concrete walls and make patterns that way instead.
Yeah, I've seen some. It's not as colourful as traditional graffiti, of course, but I guess it is more environmentally friendly. I think it's a shame that people still get into trouble for doing it.
Yeah, it should be allowed because it can be quite attractive and it's much more artistic than the usual spray paint stuff.
Yeah, but I guess the authorities think graffiti's just wrong full stop. But in this case, I think they're wrong.
8. You hear a television scriptwriter talking about her work.
Young people often ask how they could get into this sort of work. Basically, it's quite a special kind of writing, and you need to know quite a bit about television to do it. So getting a part in a soap opera or a job at the studio is a really good way in. Directors generally know what they want, so you're usually working with quite a specific brief. Seeing how the script on the page is turned into a successful drama will help you see what the scriptwriter has to do. If you watch lots of soaps, you'll get a feel for what works, but on its own, that's not enough. Young people often ask how they could get into this sort of work. Basically, it's quite a special kind of writing, and you need to know quite a bit about television to do it. So getting a part in a soap opera or a job at the studio is a really good way in. Directors generally know what they want, so you're usually working with quite a specific brief. Seeing how the script on the page is turned into a successful drama will help you see what the scriptwriter has to do. If you watch lots of soaps, you'll get a feel for what works, but on its own, that's not enough.